the competition you're in, it's always nice to win it. And you know, the way we done it, I would say last night was special. We didn't lead at all in the whole game until the 32nd minute, and the game was over in 34. And we won by a point, you know. So we fought hard. We fought hard to get there. You know, they never give up.
Yeah,
that's one thing they've done all year, Roger.
Yeah, and a really tight game. 4 points can be a big difference. That was the deficit at the break. When you went under the second half, Barney, were you as confident that you could pull it back and snatch it?
Well, as I said, that's what they have been doing all year. We went in 4 points, and the team that were kind of playing up the wee hill, there was a wee hill in the pitch, a wee kind of a slant. The team that was playing up the hill played better. They had it in the first half, and we had it in the second half now, and we held them to 1 point in the second half. But coming out at half time, I knew there would be a kick in them, because there's always a kick in them, and in the second half, they're a tough group of girls, and they never go down without a fight now.
Yeah.
No question about it.
And obviously been led out by Ciara McGarvey. She kicked the winning score in injury time before the game came to an end. Contribution, what was it, 4 or 5 points she had last night?
She had 4 points. And when we really needed somebody inside winning the ball and somebody coming out and giving the layoffs and running at them, Ciara has really stepped up this year. Listen, we know about Ciara this last 5 or 6 years, actually. You know, she's a very talented sports person, soccer, Gaelic, it doesn't really matter what she turns her hand to, she can get the headlines, you know. But she really stepped up last night. Now, there was a couple of tricky frees near the end out on the left-hand side, very close to the touchline now, and of course there'd be the odd person asking her things when she's kicking the ball, you know. But she held the focus and she held the concentration, and she put them over the black spot. Two very important ones, you know, when we needed them.
Yeah. But as always, through campaigns, it's always the score that seems to be getting all the accolades and I suppose the pats on the back. But it's a team game, so it is. And I'm sure there's been a lot of fine performances throughout the league campaign from a number of girls on your side, Barney.
Oh, definitely, Ashin. You know, as you say, it's always the forward. It's always the one that that puts it in the net or chips it over the bar. There's not very much word about how the ball got up there in the first place, but our defence this year, our goalkeeper and defence with Gerlin Sash 11 from Roscommon, really good keeper. But we had two cornerbacks all year, in fact, two Donegal girls, and they played a county under 21 final on Sunday themselves against each other. I thought Lauren Martin and we saw from McFeely this year really stood up for us in the full back line or half back line. You had Emer Trainer, Dunamoy, Karen McLaughlin, said the half back, and another Terman girl, Eva McDade, and the half back line. And you couldn't have asked for any more of them this season. They worked hard. I worked hard all year. And then we had, you know, the likes of players to go on, like Ciara O'Donnell. She's in the county development squad at the minute. All good defenders, all hard workers, you know, and stick together no matter what, no matter what or how much they're down. Like, we were down 9 points against Queens early on in the year, and we brought them back to one, you know. So they're fighters, you know, and it's always good to see that, you know.
It's nice to win a title, but it's a good rock, it's a good foundation now for you as you head to championship at the turn of the year.
Oh, 100%. Dawson, we use something like, I was just looking at my wee book, we use something like 30-odd players over the year, you know, well over the first half of the year. And that's what the league's for. It's kind of to get everybody a chance, because they're coming from all over the country. You know, you want to see what you have. And you only, some girls don't suit trials or training, and you see them more so in games, you know. So it's good to get the games. It's good to get the league out of the way. And now we'll be focusing on championship. It's going to be a tricky one. We moved up a level in last year, still playing a lot of teams roughly at our own level. So it's going to be an interesting one. And I'm just really looking forward to the challenge. And we'll be back training now. We'll be back in the gym next Monday, Oisin, and then along with Paul. And we'll be on the pitch on Tuesday.
Yeah. When's the draw been made for the championship?
The draw has been made the first week in December. So as soon as I have word, I'll let you know. And it's roughly the same teams. It's the Dundalk and the Sligos, the Marys, the DCUs. It's all of a higher level. You know, we've only the one team. A lot of them teams have 3 and 4 teams, you know. So we're looking forward to it now. The girls are texting already, looking forward to it. So asking who we play and when the draw. So a wee victory like last night gives them a bit of energy and gets them refocused again for after Christmas. You know?
Certainly does. Listen, Barney, many thanks for joining us, and well done to you and your team on a super victory last night.
Arshin, thanks a million for the coverage. Thank you very much.